Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The third baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Doug Drabek. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Anthony Williamson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jesse Levis. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jose Mercedes. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burnitz hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Martinez who is chasing the ball. Burnitz reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cirillo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williamson fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Mercedes drops the ball. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mercedes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anthony Williamson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williamson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham bunts towards the mound. Mercedes fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williamson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Levis takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burnitz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Burnitz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cirillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Levis moves to second. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cameron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cameron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There goes Cameron. The throw from Levis and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cameron moves to third. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mieske is 0 for 1 in the game. Mieske strikes out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Loretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Loretta reaches second base with a double. Anthony Williamson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williamson is 0 for 1 in the game. Williamson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williamson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williamson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Two outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Levis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gerald Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mieske is 0-for-2 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mieske for the out. Nilsson moves to second. One out. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Loretta hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Anthony Williamson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williamson is 0-for-2 in the game. Williamson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Huson now playing first base. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from Levis and he is out, Loretta applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Villone now pitching. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Karkovice moves to second. Darren Lewis pinch runs for Ron Karkovice. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Jesse Levis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Levis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Levis takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burnetz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Burnetz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Levis moves to second. Bill Simas now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Castillo now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Leivas scores. Bernitz moves to third. It's 5-3, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mieske is 0-3 in the game. Mieske is walked intentionally. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Brewers. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson bunts towards the mound. Castillo juggles the ball. That's an error on Castillo. Loretta moves to second. Jesse Leivas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Leivas is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Leivas bunts towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Loretta moves to third. Hewson moves to second. 1 out. Matt Karchner now pitching. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Loretta scores. Hewson moves to third. It's 6-4, Brewers. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Williams steals second. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hewson scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Brewers. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bernitz is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Bernitz strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cirillo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas pinch hits for Tony Peña. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 4 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.